Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Hilton Head Island is certainly known for its many golf resorts, and one of them, known as Harbortown, will once again be bringing a significant economic impact to the Lowcountry through hosting the annual PGA golf tournament known as the RBC Heritage, presented by Boeing. It's coming April 15th through the 20th. Steve Wilmot is the tournament director. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Nice to be back once again. Thanks for thinking of us.
Absolutely. So how long have you been doing this now, Steve, running this tournament?
This April will be my 39th tournament. And, you know, I usually don't talk years, been a little over 30 pounds, but that's another story. But I've had the honor and the pleasure to be a part of something pretty special. And what I feel blessed about more than anything is the relationships and the community feel that this tournament does bring, not to just this community, but I look at South Carolina as being our community as well.
Well, now talk about that effect on South Carolina. Let's start with the economic impact that you see in your area from this.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a couple of things. Every 5 years, we started back in the 90s with an economic impact study. Back when we first got started, we were working with USC and Clemson University jointly. And we every 5 years, and in 2024, we did another economic impact study with Clemson. And it showed that you know, the week of the event, that the impact to this community, but to South Carolina, is just south of $135 million. And that's an 11% increase over our study in 2019. And that's taking into account inflation and things, too. So it's a win-win-win for many. And that's certainly one of the reasons that we continue to do what we do.
Well, talk about that charitable impact.
Yeah, well, you know, the main reason that the Heritage Classic Foundation, which is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, does what we do is giving back to this community. And again, when I say community, I talk to South Carolina. There's things that we do here in the Lowcountry in Beaufort County, but also throughout the state. But this past year, we had a record-breaking year of over $3.99 million to charity was raised in 2024, taking the total of the Heritage Classic Foundation since 1987 to just south of $57 million, which is pretty incredible.
Well, now let's tell us about this year's event.
Well, you know, a lot of hard work over the years. We're also at one time was our invitational tournament, 132 players, limited field, to where we are today as a signature event. I mean, we struggled back in 11 and 12, not sure where we were going to be now. And to think that we're one of the premier events on the PGA Tour, being a signature event of minimum of 72 players compared to what we've been in the past, and a purse of $20 million, and the best of the best to play here. We have a gentleman that won a few times last year and turned out to be our champion this past year, Scotty Scheffler, and the Hideki Matsuyama, and Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland. I mean, I can go on. We have two great partners in RBC, and we're presented by Boeing at that level, but we have close to 90 partners from the secondary level too, the likes of the Coca-Colas, BMW, Anheuser-Busch, and Rolex, and go on and on and on.
Are you able to involve the small business community in this event?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, even from our study with Clemson, it talks about how many businesses that we certainly work with, how many different charitable groups we work with, you know, help us help you. If we're successful, they will be too. And in addition to the volunteers, we couldn't do what we do without them. If we had to pay a dollar an hour for their time, we would give nothing to charity. But working with the local high schools, we have over 2,500 volunteers that support us the week of the event, but not just the week of the event, leading up to it and year-round. They're working and planning on it with our team and wanting to make sure we continue to do better, to be better, so we can get better. And, you know, just because we did it away 5 years ago, let alone last year, doesn't mean it's right. Let's not be content, and let's continue to grow and learn and take it to the next level, which we certainly as a team strive to do each and every year.
Well, Steve, as always, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to the upcoming golf tournament.
Well, thank you for your continuing support.
Steve Wilmot is Tournament Director of the RBC Heritage presented by Boeing, coming to the Lowcountry, Hilton Head Island, April 15th through 20th. We will have a link to the tournament website posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.